going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got to talk about this damn plane. I've tried to talk about this for three friggin' days now, and always something comes up. But I find this to be really interesting. There is the first mass-produced flying car. I mean, I called it a plane, but it's a flying car. It's going to be on the market in the first 3 months of next year. That's the plan at this point. It's a Slovakian-based company, Klein Vision, and it's called the Air Car. It's the world's first mass-produced flying car, and it's going to be on sale in early 2026. It's a sports coupe on the road. It has four wheels and two wings, and it builds up speed. It doesn't say here how much distance it needs to take off, but it builds up speed, and then when the wings are out, it lifts up into the air. It's a two-seater, but they're going to go to a four-seater and a bigger one. And what they're planning on is having these air cars be available like Uber and Lyft to use as taxis. So this air car would pick you up and then it would take off and fly you to your destination. But you know, the logistics are really kind of interesting, because how much distance does it need to build up enough speed to have lift on the wings so it can take off? And how much distance does it need to land? I don't know that yet. But it's a car that has retractable wings. The wings retract in about 2 minutes, and they are ready to go in about 2 minutes. That's how long it takes. The car is, according to a company spokesman, going to sell for about $800,000, but could go up to $1 million, depending on what special things you get with the car plane. Now, you can choose the amount of horsepower you have in the engine: 280, 320, or 340 horsepower. Air car travelers, here it is. It needs 980 feet of space to build up enough speed to take off. It's going to reach a speed of 124 miles per hour. It's going to cruise at 155 miles per hour in the air. It's not going to take long to get from West End to downtown New Orleans. 980 feet. So that would be, what, just a little over 3 football fields to take off. It runs on regular fuel. The maximum altitude is 18,000 feet. It's got a propeller that's in between the fuselage and the tail. The air car could go electric as soon as the density of the batteries is good enough, so the battery's not so heavy that it can't take off. It's going to be suited for leisure trips and also for commercial use as an Uber-style taxi. At the touch of a button, the pilot can unfold and release two wings in preparation for takeoff in 2 minutes. And then they will safely refold back into the body of the car/aircraft. They have already gone on 170 flight hours, more than 500 takeoffs and landings, and it's going to be ready for mass production, ready for the market coming up in 2026, which is next year. All right, so here's some questions that I have. You know, when you learn to fly, I think it was my third flying lesson, I learned to get out of a stall. This car, now if you take off in this car and you're driving it, now it becomes a plane. If you don't know anything about flying, you may tend to want to climb at a steeper rate than you should. And if you climb at a certain steep rate, that could interrupt the flow over the wings, the airflow over the wings, and so this thing is going to stall out. Well, are you going to be able to get out of a stall? I mean, how much are you going to have to know about flying in order to fly a car? I don't think it's the kind of thing where you should just let anybody get in a car and you can afford it, so now you've got a car that flies. I don't think you should just be allowed to be in the air. I mean, do you? I mean, just because somebody has a lot of money and can afford this thing, I don't think you should just be up there flying around. Because if you're, you know, your car plane can crash, and it could land on my car on the highway, and it could be very dangerous. And you know, we don't even trust drivers. Are you going to trust these people in the air flying? I mean, people don't know how to drive. You think they know how to fly? And this is going to take off at some point. Sorry about that pun there. But this is going to take off to the point where there's going to be a lot of people perhaps flying around in their cars. You get in a fender bender on the street. Not a big deal. You get in what would be considered a fender bender in the air, and both of those craft could crash to the ground. So, you know, it sounds really cool and futuristic to have a flying car, but I think there are a lot of things that need to be figured out, and people need to understand a lot about flying in order to fly this thing. What about weather? I mean, it can fly in the rain, but there are things to take into consideration. I mean, I'm assuming that this craft would have to take off into the wind. Aircraft, I don't know whether you know this or not, but when you get on a plane, now the big planes at, you know, the airport, the big commercial jets, they don't have to be directly into the wind, but generally speaking, planes take off and land into the wind. If the wind is coming from the north, they use the north-south runway at Louis Armstrong International Airport, and the planes are landing into the wind from the south. If there's an east wind, they're landing on the long east-west runway. They're landing in toward the east from the west. If it's kind of a crosswind, they'll still, you know, use either runway because those planes don't have to be directly into the wind. But what about these small wings? Do they have to be into the wind? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people are not going to know about this. And do we really trust people who don't know how to drive? Do we trust them to fly? Again, just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you know how to fly. And I don't know if I want a lot of people up in the air in these car planes that don't know anything about flying.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.